Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Give it to me.
Hey, this is Nomad, host and creator of the Career Musician Podcast. Why do they call me Nomad? Well, I traveled the globe, spreading the joy of music one song at a time. And now I bring you wisdom, tried and true knowledge, and life experiences of my colleagues and peers in this crazy business we call music.
La-di-da-di, who likes the party? I'll tell you who. That's right. Hip-hop pioneer straight from New York.
This is the Career Musician Podcast with your host, Nomad.
On this episode of the Career Musician, we have the human beatbox himself, Dougie Fresh. I was fortunate enough to catch up with Dougie backstage at a show that we did together. Him and Slick Rick were playing, and I was with Babyface. Let me tell you, folks, it was an amazing show. These guys still got it. And Dougie is such a positive, beautiful spirit. I had to capture a quick interview with him for the Career Musician to share with you all. Now, please forgive me, the audio quality is not that great, but regardless, what Dougie has to say is insightful and inspiring. So without further ado, the Career Musician brings you...
I'm here with my man Dougie Fresh, man.
Yes,
it's
yes,
so
yes,
good
brother.
To be with you, bro. Bro,
honor,
I grew up on Long Island. I was
about to
say Strong Island.
Strong Island. Yeah. I was about to say
listening to you, man, as a youngster in the 80s, man. I'm so honored to be here.
Appreciate it.
You crushed tonight, of course, with Slick Rick.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Collective effort.
That's right.
Collective effort always. And, you know, it's just an honor to be with y'all on this show, man. I didn't know you was the musical director, song selector. That was hot, man.
Ditto,
and I stayed to see, you know, the performance because, you know, I don't always get to see Babyface, but his music is timeless. And the songs, I mean, it's just unbelievable, you know, the level of energy and memories that's attached to his music.
I mean,
honestly, y'all can stay on another hour. You know that, right?
Well, he's got so much material.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't even touch the female material.
I know.
You know
When y'all got off, I was sitting there going, just, you're not going to give me no more. And y'all already gave me like an hour. I said, oh, man. But you know, I mean, honestly, man, for me, you know, anything that you hear or that I'm saying, majority of anything that I say is always based on trying to kind of guide people, uplift them, and let them go through my experiences, because I found that so many artists and so many people, you know, they get down and they get into these places where they don't even really know how to get out. And sometimes hearing a positive message, hearing a great song,
right,
talking to people like we're talking now, can create a different vibration, and it changes the world. Like that performance, I mean, if I was emotionally and spiritually moved by y'all performance, and that's what it's all about. It's a healing process.
It is, man. And to talk to other people who go through the same stuff,
because yes,
as creatives, like you said,
yes,
we all go through those peaks and valleys, right?
Right.
So what do you do when you find yourself in a valley? How do you lift out of that?
It's a very good question. For me, the things that I do is that I think self-development and self-awareness is very important. And I think that the same way you have a lot of habits that you create, want to go get high. I want to go drink. I want to go do this. I want to go do this. You start thinking in that zone. I think you have to figure out the things that you can do that uplift you. Like, say, for example, for me, I may say, you know, I want to go run. That may open me up, and spiritually it like clears my mind and it clears everything. I mean, and when I'm sweating, it's like I leave all of that on the treadmill or I leave all of that on the road.
That's so one therapeutic.
Right, it's therapeutic. And sometimes, you know, what I do is I write things down, and sometimes when I'm able to write them down, I can release whatever it is that's on my mind, because sometimes when it's in your head, you have to get it out of your head. You know, and if you can't get it out of your head, it can eat you up, you know. And then sometimes, some of us are lucky enough to have a friend. And if you got a friend, if you got a real friend, you're one of the luckiest people in the world. Because a lot of times you want to tell people things that you can't tell to everybody. And when you tell it to that person, you know that it's safe with that person. So all of us don't have that safe place, you know.
Safe zone.
Yeah, I mean, some of us pray. Right. Some of us meditate.
Right.
But whatever it is, I think you have to come up with something that works for you, or it can be a collective of what works for you to make you get out of that space. You know, because that is the space that really destroys artists. That's the space that destroys people. See, sometimes we make the greatest song when you go in that space. But sometimes you can't get out of that space.
And how do you, it's like two parallel worlds, right?
Right.
Because they're totally different. That's why management and artists exist, right?
Exactly.
Because management can corroborate what we're trying to express in a business manner.
Right.
But we can only express it in a creative manner.
Right.
Okay, so that's a whole nother question.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a duality. So how do you find your balance between that?
Well, see, the word that you're using in that, balance. Balance is the key. See, because sometimes, most of the time when things are off, it's because of the lack of balance. So to me, these are words that I use to guide me all the time, discipline, right? And discipline is a very important factor, because without discipline, you really don't have, you can't create a balance because you're out of control. So discipline keeps you in a space where you're able to control yourself to a large degree. It's very difficult to control yourself in certain situations, emotionally, business-wise. You know, you're always trying to figure it out. And then it's the team. You gotta have people around you. Yeah, like you. You're the musical director. Babyface can't do what he's doing without having someone like you to help him. See, so one of the things that I find that's very important about this thing is that even as people looking at the performer up front, they're not understanding everybody that's in the back. They're not understanding the engineer, the light man, the sound man. When Babyface came out and he ran around, there was a light. There was a light that followed him. There was security that was with him. There was a collective effort. And then while he was doing that, I'm hearing the background singing. I'm hearing the music going. And then by the time he got up there, boom. So what do that mean? Was it all him? Or was it a collective?
It was a collective.
Right.
But Fresh, did you know this? Let's be honest, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
You started in the streets, man.
Of course.
You started as a young cat,
that's
man.
Right.
When did was this a, over the course of time? Was this a, you know, because life is about the journey,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yes,
it's
it
not
is.
Like you just woke up one day and said, yo, I'm
that's
16
right.
and I understand everything.
Well, that's why a show like yours is very important, because only through my experiences, and I tell you about my experience, then sometimes somebody may take something out of those experiences and go, wow. Because when you were younger, it might have been your ego that hurt you, and you say, this is me, this is all me. Who put this, like in Starface, who put this together? Me, that's who, who's this me? And you see what happened to him. You understand? Right.
The worst death you could die.
Right, because you sometimes believe that everything is you, and it's not. It's always a collective effort. If there's nobody to perform for, the performance is insignificant. If there's nobody, if you don't go through something, then what are you gonna write about? You understand?
Yes.
And so all of these things in life are collective. And sometimes what we forget is that we're not the ones who control all of this. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother conversation.
That's the spiritual.
Well, we gotta do a part two.
We gotta do a part two.
They don't know that the whole vibe in here is based on you know, energy, yes, and music and love. And the next group that's going on here, Friends and Baby Bass wrote songs for them too.
Man, come on, Bobby Brown, New Edition, Velvet DeVoe. Come on,
don't stop.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. And you're from Strong Island. I see you, man. Real song.
The Dougie Fresh, yes, the one and only, yes, human brother. Beatbox, the original, yo. The Career Musician Nomad here. Thank you so much. Check us out on IG, Facebook, Twitter, The Career Musician Podcast. It's streaming everywhere. Okay, Spotify, ahead. Apple Podcasts. This man right here, I mean, he's a living legend.
Come on,
but he's speaking truth. Check out everything he says, because everything he says is the real deal.
Together, brother.
All right, keep a lookout for Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick in a city near you. Be sure to check out Dougie's Instagram. He's always laying down some knowledge and wisdom from all of his years as a career musician. Also, if you haven't done so already, download, subscribe, like, follow, leave a review to the Career Musician Podcast.
This is the Career Musician Podcast with your host, Nomad. Add the Career Musician to your playlist. Follow the Career Musician on Instagram and Facebook. That's a wrap for today. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe to the Career Musician Podcast.
Hi, everyone. We're your beer drinking babes. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Nagy. And we're from Rock Candy Podcast.
Every week, we bring you a story from the world of music while drinking thematic beers.
Did you ever wonder how much Charles Manson inspired the music you love today?
Did you know that Joy Division and New Order are virtually the same band?
Are you aware of how weird Kesha really is? Like, how she had sex with a ghost?
Do you also not understand what Post Malone is? Because we don't.
Well, we got you covered. Behind the Music isn't around anymore, but we're here to pick up the slack.
And be a little drunker.
Yeah, so go ahead and look for Rock Candy Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you catch your pods. And with that, party on, kids.
Party on.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.